Hi, this is Jane Johnson, founder of One United Body. Very excited to have some direct infused knowledge revelation for you today, fresh manna, or you might want to say a mystery revealed. And we're on a journey of revealing mysteries and revealing the current secrets of what Father is doing right now and for our generation of end times. And one of the key things is coming out of Babylon, which is coming out of religion. And Babylon has numerous time frames, but it's relevant today, but it was also relevant in the past. But how do we avoid the religious spirit? The religious spirit is a massive, massive thing to be aware of. Most are not. I spent many, many years in the old wineskin, unaware of a religious spirit. Fortunately, I didn't feel it affected me too much, but I did see it and steered away from it subconsciously. But now I'm very, very aware of the huge dangers that a religious spirit can reap. And it's we're not talking here about a demon floating around and grabbing you. Because a religious spirit can be for those that have overcome the evil one. We're just talking about really almost behaviors that can grasp you as you open your heart to God and his protocols and his ways of heaven. And you desperately want to do the right thing and you want to be a good person, and that's a good thing and it's a good motive. But what happens is you look desperately for some protocol to resolve issues in your life. And what we're seeing with the Tree of Life is relationship is so key with heaven, with Godhead, with the angels, with the beings, with the just men made perfect, and also with us as sons living on this earth. All this relationship keeps your walk and your journey vital and alive and full of life. But nevertheless, it's easy to think, oh, the religious spirit is just in the old wineskin in the church. Once I'm out of the church, I'm free of the religious spirit. But the revelation I'm having right now is that the religious spirit can follow you in whatever age you operate from, whether it's the age of Melchizedek, the age of peace, the age of rest, the age of Zion, the age of eternity, the age of light, whatever. And the key is whether you end up doing protocol outside of relationship. But I want to qualify that, because protocol is a valid concept. It's not wrong. It's the ways heaven operates. It can be government laws. The way courts operate, it can be certain doctrines, laws of trading and leverage, for example. These are all healthy things, but if you start doing something, even at a higher age, and you've had revelation in an encounter, or you've even heard a father say, do this or do that, and you just do it over and over and over to get a result, and often you're in a rush, you just go, oh, I just want to get this done, I'll just do this. And I've been guilty of it myself. I've noticed this, and it's particularly when you're in fear that something absolutely grips you, and you don't want to go through all the hassle of the encounter and the build-up and And before you know it, you're just doing this thing over and over again. And that's the religious spirit. But equally said, if you're in an encounter and you learn something, that's not religion. If you are practicing something that's absolutely gripping your spirit and you're being shown about, let's give an example. Being that the rivers, being the tree of life, and you're seeking revelation. So you're going back over things that you've already been shown. You're doing stuff that you know, but you're equally on this, I want more, this is exciting, wow, I'm getting fresh revelation on this. That's the difference. That isn't the religious spirit. I hope you could see the difference. So all, some repetition and going back and consolidating and possessing various thrones or various ways of doing things is very, very important. We don't want to be moving on, seeing something. Okay, right, I've seen it. I know about it. Right, next. What's next? Because I don't want the religious spirit. Because then you're not possessing that that throne or that mindset or that age or that stone in an age or becoming the capstone, and you don't know when to use that in certain circumstances and when to use something else. So you're just basically on this tour of, oh, well, I know lots of things about heaven, but I really don't know how to apply it. So that's where you go into the depths, and that isn't the religious spirit. So I hope this blesses you. There's free pages on oneunitedbody.org, free chats that we like to invite people to come into and do daily discipling rather than courses. That you will learn what's relevant to today rather than this is a curriculum to get through. And we have an intensive which we're trying to generate and build a family who do relationship together, who listen to God, who dialogue around things and not take you through a long course of material that someone's decided that that's the material you need. To be honest, there's so much revelation coming out now that no one could possibly ever decide this is so key, this is so, you need this. And a lot of it depends on what age you come into. So I hope this blesses you. And please share. That's a way of trading into giving back for this revelation. Bless you. It's Jane Johnson signing off.